Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi, holding in Trumas Daf Tzadik Aleph and the Ohiz V'Odor edition, beginning the 10th perek on Meseches Trumas. The Mishnah says, Botzo shenoisnoi letoich adoshim. One puts an onion into lentils. Im sholim mutter. If the onion is a whole onion, so then it's mutter. We're talking here about an onion of Truma. If it's full, if it's one complete onion, it doesn't spread taste into the lentils. But if you cut it, so it does spread taste, and you go based on the taste. Meaning the simple way is, you taste it, and then you check if there is still taste of the butzel, so it's also because of truma. Fishar kol tafshil, meaning anything but onions, ben shalom ben michutoch benoy sentam. The taste does spread, and it causes a isur of truma. Rabbi Yudo matir betzachano, which is fish juice. When you put onion into the fish juice, so even if it's cut, it's okay. Sheino li toil es hazoyamo. It just swallows the dirt and doesn't bring more taste. We're in the top of that tzaik aleph amud aleph. Tapuach shariskoi, a mashed apple, venoster teich iso vichimtso. He put it into the dough and it soured, meaning you worked as yeast. Harez asur, it's always asur, even if the apple is a very small ingredient, because it causes the chimutz, it causes the souring of the dough, so it's considered to be nois and tam. So, we should not float to a chabor shalmaim. If you have barley that fell into a pit of water, ava pishiv ishu, even though they ruined the water, meima mutarim, the water is mutar, because that's called noisen tam livgam. It spreads taste, but a bad taste. It ruins the taste. So that's why it's not asur. Says the Gemara, Botol shenot datoch adoshim, you have the onions into the lentils. Now here, Reb Chaim turns around the girsa, and part of it is what we mentioned in the previous perek. There was a piece of Gemara that didn't belong there. And based on that piece, we know some of the correction to the girsa over here. So according to Reb Chaim, we're starting the sentence of the Gemara with what the Gemara starts a few lines down. Our Mishnah is talking about that the onion is chulin, it's not truma, and he put it into lentils of truma. So the lentils of truma don't penetrate into the onion. If it's the opposite, the onion is truma and the lentils are not, and the lentils are shulchulin, then we're not talking. Because then the onions does spread taste into the lentils. Now we're going back to the beginning of the Gemara. Rav Chizkio, Rav Acho b'Shem, Rav Bo b'Memil. He goes to argue. We're talking about onion of Truma. And the reason it doesn't spread, Masnizu b'Shoitziu Adoshim Mimim. The lentils don't have any liquid in them. All the waters came out. Shadoshim Tzoytzoys Oysel. Meaning the lentils, they shrink and harden the onion. Using the gears of Reb Chaim, shelo yitin, to not allow the onion to spread taste. So then with the kavos, you learn from me as well. Adoshim tzoyvses oysoy shelo yivla. They also make the onion strong and small, and it does not swallow either. Meaning it goes both ways, why the onion doesn't give a taste, doesn't receive taste. And Reb Chaim here adds a sentence that we have in the previous parak. Heyach avido, what's the case? Botzo shel chulin, an onion of chulin. You put it into lentils of trumo. The lentils make the onion not to swallow the taste of the trumo. Continues the Gemara and says, now we're going down into the regular gear. So in the bottom, only a dry onion, a moist onion does spread taste. All this by onions. But a kaflut doesn't matter if it's moist or dry, it does spread taste. According to one of the girsas here, you say asur. And then bin sholim bin michutoch asur. According to the girsa on the side, betzol sholim. But if the butzol is cut, so then it does have taste. Hevir betumtov, he took out the top part of the butzol. Ke michutoch, it's considered to be cut. Hayu shnayim v'shloshik tayo, two or three small onions. Ke michutoch amim, it's considered to be cut. It's only when it's one big onion. Hadolatayman, all we talk about is shame because the ten tam. It's only because the outer layer of the onion, the outer shell, doesn't have enough taste to spread into the food. Also, but if that outer peel does have enough taste in it to go into the food, then it's also, because all the idea is that the lentils are not able to get any taste from the inside of the onions, but from the peel they could get taste. No, we talk about the fish. So there we say that we're not, the potzel is not used, but to take away the dirt. We learned over there, dogim sheis bashlu ima kaflutus, learned fish that were cooked with vegetables, shalmai sasheni, veishbichu, and they became better, they increased in value. So mai sasheni you have to redeem. Now here you have a part which is mai sasheni, a part which is not. So you have to, if this whole thing increased in value, so the value is divided equally to the part which is mai sasheni, part which is not. This doesn't go like a Buddha. Tanina Buddha Mati Batsachano Shane Totazuamwa. Buddha says that whenever you talk about fish, so the vegetable doesn't add taste, it just takes away the dirt. Here's what it says, I burned the kiss in Bayan, they had a problem. Ado do Amavo Bishavyokha Ravo Sanya Vyakanon, Kolay Surim Sharutom Kilu Patsal, Kilu Kaflut, all the shurim you measure them based on the size of an onion or a kaflut, another type of vegetable. Meaning, if you don't know if this thing spread taste or not, you assume what would happen would be an onion, and in place of it, will it spread taste or not? So the onion is the measurement tape. Says, well, the look at Buddha, because according to Buddha, there are times that the onion does not spread any taste when it just takes out the dirt. Answers the Gemara, Moide Buddha, a botzel shall hegdish, Moide Buddha, a botzel shall redizora. Buddha agrees that a botzel, an onion of hegdish, of redizora, does spread taste. Because even though they don't actually give nois and tam, but you're still enjoying them because they take away the dirt. And it's also ba'na, also ba'na, and I'll enjoy them. So this is whenever we say measure it based on an onion, means not based on an onion regarding nois and tam, based on an onion regarding the fact that it's also ba'na. Meaning assume this will be a batzol of avodah zarah, so then you, based on that, you assume it's motor asr. You have a mashed apple, you put it into a dough, made it sour, it's asur. Tanya Beisimati says, Mutter. The Mosek explains soon why. What are they arguing about? When you squeeze the apple, you have the juice of the apple, and you put that into the dough. But if you use the apple itself and put it next to the dough, and the dough just smelled the apple and became sour, then it's mutter. Now the Gemara comes to explain Rabbi Yosi. Kamot Rabbi Yosi Omer Tamon. The same Rabbi Yosi said there in Masechet Shabbos. We're using here the Gersa Rav Chaim. Ein b'tavshil or tavshil baru. Referring to putting an egg on a hot surface. He said, not allowed to put an egg on a hot surface because it's considered to be cooking. So Rabbi Yosi, that's not a clear cooking. Because real cooking is only on fire. This is on a surface that was heated by the fire. So it's not tafshil baru, and therefore it's not osur. Kenu merocho, so here the same thing. Ein chimutz or chimutz baru. It's at the same level of chimutz like a regular yeast, and therefore it's not osur de iso. According to Rabbi Yosi, it needs to be very clear the way the osuring that we have in a normal case. Continues the Gemara, so you should not fully have baru that fell into the water. It's noitin tablim gam. Says more kol noitin tam bein levshvach bein levgam osur de ramir. May holds. So whenever something gives taste, if it's good taste or bad taste, it's awesome. Shimon Ayman L'Shvach also L'Vgam Mutter. Shimon argues, it says if it makes a good taste, it's awesome. Bad taste is Mutter. Om Shimon Lokish Ma Pligin. What are they arguing? B'Shishbiyah V'Chakar Pogam. In the beginning, there was a good taste that came. But then eventually it became bad. So then the Machlokes is that considered to be a Noisen Tam or not? Ava Pogam V'Chakar Shbiyah. But if it started by ruining the taste, and then afterwards it became okay. Avra Meir Moide. If it started bad, it's already not nois and tam. Rabbi Yochanan says, Loi Shana, there's no difference. And using here again the Gersa of Reb Chaim, he begam v'chakach hishbiach, he hishbiach v'chakach begam hi hamachlokes. Meaning they're arguing, it doesn't matter what it started with, according to our mayor, always nois and tam, if taste is spread, it's also. And Rabbi Shimon says, only if it gives a good taste, not a pogum taste, not a bad taste. Says the Gemara now, Naftzayik Beisam Da'alif, Tamon, Taninon, we learn there, or some Girsars here say without the word Tamon, because we're talking about our Mishnah. So, Yom Shavu Tech Bor Shalmaim, Avapishiv Yishu Meimov, Meimov Mutorim. So you have barley falling into the water and it ruins the taste, it's still mutter. Our Mishnah, who says it? It's still usher, and our Mishnah says it's mutter. So it's machlokes or Meir Reb Shimon. Rish Lakish says everybody agrees that if it starts bad, so then it's okay. There's no machlokes. So our Mishnah goes according to our Meir and according to Reb Shimon. He said this discussion here in our Mishnah. Now there was a different place, and then we related it to our Mishnah. But the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish spoke about our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan looked at our Mishnah. It says this Mishnah is a machlokes. Now everybody agrees that barley falls into a pit of water, it's not going to consider to be nois and tam. And Rish Lakish says everybody agrees in this case because right away is nois and tam mivgam. It's right away causing a bad taste, and everybody agrees in that case, it's not considered to be nois and tam, and it's not osur. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Tzadik Aleph.